Yeah, so self-erasure is really related to people pleasing, and it is, you know, often a skill we learn very early that in order to survive, in order to be safe, in order to be liked, I can anticipate what people want and give it to them, right? And people will praise you for it. People will praise you for erasing yourself, for having no needs, right? Or do you need anything? No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just here to help you. Mm-hmm. Oh, people, we love that, right? You, 100%. A person with no needs who just wants to be of service to you. And so we get that reinforced in friendship, in relationships. So that's how people can be in friendships for years with people who, you know, don't like you, right? Don't care about you, but, you know, I just have to keep them pleased in some way. And so, you know, one of the pieces I talk about of reclaiming yourself and coming home to yourself is, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. When you find yourself, some people won't like it, right? There are people who like you silent. There are people who like it that you don't have a lot of opinions. There are people who like that you agree with them. So they don't actually like you. They like their echo, right? Their amen corner. Of everything you say, they're like, brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But let you have an opinion that's different from theirs. And then we're going to see, are we really friends? Mm-hmm. Right? Or you just like yourself coming out of another voice. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that self-erasure is so painful because we can even trick ourselves. Right? It's not even that we are consciously lying to people. It's we really believe we're okay. Right, like, no, I don't need anything. I'm good. And so what it takes to have that awakening moment of realizing I'm not good, like this is not okay with me, which is why then when it comes out, sometimes it can be explosive because we've been holding it for years. And then people think you're being dramatic or you're being sensitive, but it has been years in the making of like silencing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's been a theme like in friendships where, you know, I'm the same person, but I'm definitely a different person than I was in a lot of these friendships when they began. And I feel like the reclaiming or coming home to self has either strengthened the relationship when we've had a conversation around it, or I've like reintroduced myself, or it's just marked the ending of a relationship. And it's been hard, but also like it feels really good. Yes. It feels really good to be in relationship with people as
yourself
and not be abandoning. And it wasn't like blatant, but I was easy. You know, I'm easy. Whatever. Yeah. You know, but it was blatant.
Yes. I saw someone recently put in social media, and I'm sorry, I won't be able to recall their name, but they said, are you easy to please or just accustomed to being neglected?
I saw that too.
Right? Mm-hmm. So powerful, you know? And so I love what you're sharing of friendships ending can be painful, but also liberating because, you know, we're not really friends if I can't be myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that season can end and now I can either connect with this person more authentically or connect with people who are more in alignment with me. And what a gift. Right, to give ourselves the honesty and the truth, because we can throw around this word friend too lightly, you know, like it's just loyalty, time served, right? Yes. They know me so long, so they get, you know, honorary status, even though like they try to sabotage me and step on my wings and can't celebrate me and, you know, consume the whole phone call with themselves and then they have to go.
Yes.
Right. So it's like, so is that friendship?
Story of my life.
Yeah.
This is, I'm resonating so much. It's painful to this whole conversation and that self-abandonment. And that's the journey that I'm in right now is the reintroduction.
Yeah.
Because I'm someone that very much meets other people's needs. I love to listen. I love to learn. Mm-hmm. So I am naturally interested, but it oftentimes is lopsided where I'm fully focused on them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of our community can relate to that situation. Mm-hmm. So if you're going through that in your relationships, do you believe we should take time and reset and then reintroduce and have an honest conversation? Or what would you believe to be the journey forward if you're noticing the patterns that you're talking about?
Yeah. I one, appreciate the transparency. And two, you're definitely not by yourself. I think many of us who are compassionate, some people say empathetic, listeners can find ourselves in that. But the meeting that I had to have with myself and that I have to have with clients is, what has been my role in perpetuating that cycle? Mm-hmm. When you are the strong one, right, the strong one in your friendship circle, the strong one in your family, the strong one on your job, that there is a way in which we have co-created those dynamics where sometimes if we're struggling, we hide, right? We avoid people because we don't want to be a burden, mm-hmm. but we're there whenever they have an issue. Mm-hmm. And so we have taught people that we don't need anything. And so then they're startled when we actually falling apart, right? Which is a painful time to discover it when your world is upside down, that suddenly like, I don't have anybody who can really catch me. Like they're just all used to me catching them. And so it is releasing, in some ways, the ego gratification that comes yes. from, you know, the sentence is, if it wasn't for me. If it wasn't for me, this thing would fall apart. If it wasn't for me, it, you know, that could be.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah.
What if it's true, though?
Right. Then I have to stop it, right? Then I have to.
100.
I'll give you. Yeah. Like, we've landed here.
I gave Dr. Tema a full breakdown. Yeah,
honestly. You're like looking at your notes under the thing. You're like. And if it wasn't for me, called out.
No, it's so I'll give you just an example for me. I was leading this women's group and I was the workshop facilitator. I was driving the furthest distance. I had to bring my kids with me. These women were showing up just receiving and I was bringing the refreshments. It was so ridiculous. And so finally, and it was that whole, like, if it wasn't for me, I got to do this for the women, blah, blah, blah. And so when I finally just announced 1 month, because it's a monthly meeting, I'm not going to be bringing the refreshments anymore. Not only did the women step up, but their refreshments were 10 times better than mine. I was like, we could have been having this feast every month. But I was, you know, being...
You have like Capri Suns and orange slices. You're like,
soccer practice.
Right. Yes. They're like, fresh banana bread.
Yes.
Yes. Like, they're like, thank God she said that.
Now we can bring the good stuff.
Yes.
So sometimes we have to step back and either people will step up or if they don't, some of this stuff didn't need to happen. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's say if I stopped bringing it and they didn't step up, then we just don't need refreshments. So, you know, sometimes with that fear of like, it'll all be ruined.
Yes.
You know, there was a woman at my church in South Los Angeles who got tired of, I think it was either for Mother's Day or Easter, where she would prepare this big feast and everybody would show up late and be ungrateful and complaining. And so just 1 year she announced she wasn't doing it. And they were like, what in the world? And so that year, there was none, like nobody else stepped up. But the next year when she did it, everybody was on their best behavior, mm-hmm. right? And they showed up with gratitude and on time yes. and asked, could they help? And so if we have landed in a place where the world is on our shoulders, to give ourselves permission to put it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the wounded feminine, you know, that mm-hmm. core where it's like, I'm doing so much.
Yes.
Why can't you see me?
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask in my therapy, I'm like, okay, when I feel that, when I'm saying, but I do so much, you know, I'm like, what's the shadow of that? Because mm-hmm. there's that part of you that's like, that wants to think that you're always clear, mm-hmm. you know, what I'm doing everything for everyone. I'm listening all the time, but it's yeah. like, and for me, it's that,
mm-hmm.
what you said. And then also it's the feeling of control.
Yes.
I can control the situation
right.
if I'm always like,
yes.
it's all about, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't have to be seen a mm-hmm. lot of times too.
Oh yeah. And you can be very much present and unseen. And it looks very intimate because they're telling you all their secrets, yes. right? They're mm-hmm. falling apart. And you're just like, yes, yes,
yes.
But you're, you know, meanwhile on the inside, all of that stuff is hidden, right? And lonely. So it is a control piece and it's a trust issue.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So having to heal our ability to trust.
Yes.
And I've been realizing it's like, you know, when I've allowed myself to be seen and heard in a relationship where I feel like it's a little imbalanced, like mm-hmm. that's been the key to really dropping into the relationship. I didn't yeah. realize that the other person really wanted to be there for me.
Yeah.
And really
yes.
wanted to listen.
That's right.
You
yes.
know, like, and I think I just had so much like, mm-hmm. well, I'm the good listener
mm-hmm.
and I'm a great friend. And
yeah.
that's what, you know, but it's like, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend say that blatantly to me. I feel like you're not really vulnerable with me and it's hard for me to feel connected to you. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Thank goodness for that truth telling.
Yeah.
And it is, while we're afraid of being a burden, it actually is denying people the opportunity to be a friend or to be a partner.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.